The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit a kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did it for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill, and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do to one of the least of these ones, you did not do it for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. I saw some people walking out there. not a good beginning. Well, anyhow, they probably had a reason. Be kind. So, in the Gospel this morning and in the readings, we've come to what really matters in the final analysis. And in the readings this morning, Jesus especially is talking about what is real and unreal. And that's something I feel that I honestly don't know. The church seems to have missed out very much on that, because the things that Jesus emphasized as the all-important things in life, we seem to push into the background and make something else more, much more important. And many of you here are old enough to remember, and from your school days, and probably through most of your life, many of us as Catholics think the most important thing is to have our backside in a pew on a Sunday morning, huh? And that's not. Now, I'm not saying for one moment don't come to Mass. And I'm glad you're here, and I hope you're glad that I'm here. But Jesus didn't, strange to say, he didn't mention that, huh? He didn't mention that. He was much more practical. He said, how do you treat one another? How do you treat each other? How do we treat people that we meet? Doesn't matter what they are, how much they have, or how little they have. How do we treat one another? Do we show love? And in the final analysis, failure to love is total failure in life. Failure to love. So let's apply that in a more practical way and maybe bring it home to how we can do that. Just tell you a little story. A bejeweled lady stepped out of a very prestigious hotel one night in London, and she'd been at a very expensive dinner and ball and dinner for the homeless. And as she was about to get into her chauffeur-driven Rolls-Royce, a homeless person approached her and said, "Ma'am, have you got any change? I'm hungry and I haven't eaten for 2 days." She looked at him and she said, "You ungrateful wretch. Do you not realize I've been dining and dancing for you all night?" What would you call that? Because if the cap fits, wear it. What would you call that? Well, I would call that passive compassion, or compassio elongi, to coin a Latin phrase. You know, compassion from a distance. Don't get involved. Get a distance from a distance, rather than practical compassion. Practical compassion means getting involved. That's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel this morning, getting involved. As you know, because you've seen me, I do a lot of walking around, and it's very interesting when you walk and you meet all kinds of people. So I befriended quite a few of the people around here who were homeless. And on Friday morning, I was up near Garfield Park, and there's a homeless man up there that I meet very often, and we are friends now, really. And he was telling me how people treat him. It was very sad to hear, but one little incident that happened very recently. Somebody saw him there sitting one day, and they said to him, "Why are you lying around here? Why don't you go and get a job like everybody else?" And he says, "Because I'm not fit to work." And he said, "Wow, I have heard that story before." And then and then he took a $5 bill out of his pocket and he said, "Here, take that. Go and get yourself something to eat." And the man said to him, "I don't need your money." He said, "You fool, take it." And he threw the $5 note at him. Now he probably said, "I give $5 today to a homeless man." Good for him. But did he? You know, did he? Did he? Here's another question for you. How often have you stopped to talk to a homeless person and to ask him how you're doing? How you're doing? Treat him like you would anybody else. When did you last shake hands with a homeless person? Or would you feel that you would be contaminated? Is that how you'd feel? Well, don't want to touch him. Probably he's not clean. Don't know where his hand has been. That kind of approach. Now only you can answer that. They are human beings, every bit as important in the eyes of God as any one of us here in this beautiful, comfortable church this morning. And most of us, and I include myself, we feel very comfortable, we feel very good. I go to Mass every Sunday. But Jesus said, it's more than that. What do you do when you go out that door? That's what Jesus is talking about in the Gospel this morning. What do you do out there, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? It's good, and I'm not saying it's wonderful that you come to Mass on a Sunday, because you cannot substitute anything else for the celebration of the Eucharist. But what you do on a Sunday is the beginning of what you do out there during the week. Believe me, it is. I think most people don't even hear it. But I'm very conscious. I really am. When at the very end of Mass, the last words I say to you is, "Go now in peace to love and serve the Lord." Every time you come to Mass, you are commissioned. It's not a question of coming to Mass, that's it for a week and you're gone. You are commissioned. You are given a task. You are told. But most people, "Oh, thanks be to God, I'm gone. Get out here, get out of here." You are commissioned. You are sent on a mission. The old Latin phrase was, "Ita missa est." Go now and carry out what we have celebrated and done here. And that's what the Gospel this morning is about. And that's what you're going to be asked for when you finally meet the Lord. He's not going to ask you, "Did you ever have a bad thought? Did you ever tell a lie?" So all you can say to him, and that is, "Jesus, you must be joking. I'm human. Huh? Did you love me?" "Oh, yes, Lord. I sure told you every day that I loved you." "Yeah, I know. I know, John. I know, Dennis. You told me every day you loved me. But did you love me out on the street, in the people you met? Because I was in every one of them. Or did you just pass by and ignore me?" Now, that's the question we have to answer. So only you can answer that. And that's a good place to finish.